All right, we're going to change things up a little bit. We're going to do a couple Santana numbers. I just saw Carlos Santana on television last night being interviewed, and he's a great person, great human being, and a great guitarist for sure. So we're going to hear from the album Caravan Sarai, a couple tracks from that. This is Song of the Wind.
We got to get a drummer some. Ben ain't had none in a minute. I know you want some. You got to get a little bit. Take as much as you want, baby. Go ahead, baby. McBride, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to the Village Vanguard for making this a wonderful week. Mac Avenue Records for recording us. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you and go get you a car wash. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
We heard a Christian McBride set, and we heard some great music from his trio, which features, on bass, of course, Christian McBride, and on piano, the great playing of Christian Sands. He is a young phenom out of New Haven, Connecticut. I think he's in his early 20s and just plays a burning piano. And Ulysses Owens on drums, he was featured on that track, which was, of course, Car Wash. Kind of a surprise to hear Christian McBride doing Car Wash before, and that's from a brand new album called Live at the Village Vanguard, and he definitely captured that live vibe at the Village Vanguard. Yes, before that we heard from another recent album by Christian McBride Trio. That one was Out Here, and we heard the track Cherokee with the same trio, and that was a really cooking, burning version of Charlie Parker's Cherokee. All right, time now is 10:41. You're listening to Morning Jazz. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging the show. We got a lot more music left for you this morning. including we're going to play a track from a new album by Chick Corea and Bella Fleck. They often collaborate, and this is a brand new one. And the name of the album is Two, and we're going to hear Chick Corea's original, kind of a classic, I think, and it's called Armando's Rumba. Thank you.
Did you read about it in a magazine? Silent nights never give you what you need. Is there hope for a mother and an elf on speed? Kiss the sun, hello, child in the park. Make your life a loving thing. I'm so tired, you're so wired, and I'm a poet without a poem. You are my child. So serene, I read about us in a magazine, then why? Machine, let's run away, child, and follow a dream. Kiss the sun, hello, child in the park. Make your life a loving thing. The park is late, the wind is strong, the trees have eyes. And you are my song, my lovely song.
Another vocal set. I'm doing a lot of vocals, odd for me. I do mostly instrumental music, but we've heard a bunch of vocals in today's show. Last thing you heard was from Kavita Shah and her album Visions, a great vocalist, a multiculturalist, multilingual performer. She puts on a great show, and she was playing there with the fine guitarist from South Africa, Lionel Lewicki. And we heard the Lionel Lewicki's composition, Oju Oba, Kavita Shah. Before that, we heard two from Billy Childs. He put out a great album entitled Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero, where he arranged some great arrangements for strings and jazz ensemble, arranged some Laura Nero classics. And we heard Two of those, the last one you heard, featured Diana Reeves on vocals, and that was To a Child. And before that, we heard another rearrangement of Laura Nyro composition entitled Stoned Soul Picnic. Became a pop hit by, was a group called Fifth Dimension? I believe so. But this one was Billy Child's arrangement, and it featured vocalist Ladisi. All right, we're going to move on now. Some great piano players we're going to hear some from, including Keith Jarrett and Kenny Barron. We're going to start out with Keith Jarrett from his album My Song. This is Questar.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Kenny Barron and Dave Holland. That is really a great duet. From an album called The Art of Conversation, Dr. Do-Right, Kenny Barron, of course, one of the great living pianists in jazz, and Dave Holland, one of the best bassists going as well. So that's a really great duet recording, The Art of Conversation. Before that, we heard from Keith Jarrett from his album My Song, and we heard Questar, and that is the Keith Jarrett European Quartet that he plays with. That one featuring Keith Jarrett, of course, on piano, Jan Garabek on tenor sax, Paul Danielson on bass, and John Christensen on drums, from back in 1978. So we're going to start out with one from Jackie McLean from his album New Soil. This is Hip Strut.
Thank you.
The last set you just heard was McCoy Tyner from the album Sama Layuka, and we heard the track called Desert Cry. And that was an album recorded back in 1974 with a great lineup of great jazz musicians. McCoy Tyner on piano, John Stubblefield on oboe and flute, Gary Bartz on alto sax, Azar Lawrence on tenor, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Buster Williams on bass, Billy Hart on drums, and Guillermo Franco and James M. Toomey on percussion. And before that, we heard from Jackie McLean from his album New Soil. New Soil, one of his best albums, in my opinion, recorded in 1959, with a quintet of Jackie McLean on alto, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums. And kind of a great kind of funky blues track there from Jackie McLean. Hope you enjoyed that.